This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
Hi, you're listening to the weekly Tangerine Dream Fan Zone radio show with Chris Newman. To keep up to date with all of the latest TDFZ radio, watch the new TDFZ Vision online music video series or visit the new Cyber Warehouse music download store. Go to www.soundfuturesdirect.com.
Hi, this is Sindel Danel. You're listening to Tangerine Dream Fan Zone Radio with Chris.
Thank you. the awesome track there, entitled Aerodynamics, and the title track itself from the 2007 album release on the Groove Unlimited label by the artist Michel van Ossenbruggen from the Netherlands, better known as Synth.nl. We'll be hearing more work from that particular masterpiece on this special edition dedicated to the artist himself shortly on the TDFZ radio show this afternoon. I was fortunate enough to catch up with Michel himself this week to get an insight into one of the electronic music scene's leading new lights at the moment. So sit back, relax, and enjoy now as we explore the man and creative genius that is Synth.nl. Michel, it's wonderful to have you on the Tangerine Dream Fan Zone radio show at last.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Chris.
I know from my own personal interactions on the official Tangerine Dream forum over the last few months that your name has been cropping up an awful lot. So it's a pleasure for me now to get a bit of an insight into your great work and the fantastic electronic music that you're currently creating. Before we talk about your stunning first release, Aerodynamics, on the Groove Unlimited label last year, could you give us a bit of a background to yourself? What was the first instrument you played?
Well, the first instrument I played was a flute when I was in kindergarten.
Did you have any formative musical training?
Well, I had 1 year of organ lessons when I was about 10, but I hated to read notes, so I stopped with it. And, well, actually, I still can't read notes, but I did learn a little bit of technique there, so I guess that was useful anyway.
Are there any particular artists or music you remember from this earlier period who you think have influenced or had some impact on you?
There's actually a couple, but for me the most important is Jean-Michel Jarre, after that Vangelis, Tangerine Dream, Idle Noise, Kraftwerk, Jan Hammer, and, well, I guess some more, but those are the most important for me.
Now, I know Jean-Michel Jarre has been a big influence on you musically. Can you tell us a little of your passion for this artist's work? Where did that all begin?
Well, I got introduced to Jean-Michel Jarre by a good friend of mine. He had bought his first record, and we played it together, and I liked it instantly, so I guess that was a good sign.
What about Tangerine Dream and Vangelis, for instance? Do you think they've had an effect on your overall sound creation and musical direction? What are your favourite works from these artists?
Yes, of course, they influenced me all. I especially like the sound that was created during the 80s. Well, it's difficult from the top of my head to tell you favorite albums. I like most of the work that they all did, so no favorites, I guess. But I can tell you that I love those analog sounds. This, usually the older the better. And that goes for Jarre as well, by the way. I love his older work as well.
Now, you have an incredible studio setup, I know. Can you tell us what equipment you have and utilize in it?
Oh, there's a lot of equipment in my studio. I'm a bit of a collector, so I get a lot of questions from people why I have so much equipment. And I always say, well, basically I have two hobbies. One is producing music and the other one is collecting synthesizers. So I think the best thing to do is go to my website, www.synth.nl, and there's a button called Studio. And when you click on that, you will see a list with everything that is there and also some nice pictures. So I guess that's the best thing to do and look there.
And how do you go about, say, for instance, the production of a track from its original idea to completion?
Well, usually my tracks just start around one particular sound. I have a mobile recording device that I take everywhere with me. Most of the sounds that you hear on Aerodynamics, like the race car sounds, I recorded myself. And on my new album, you'll hear a lot of wind and rain and thunder sounds. And usually I start fiddling around with a sample, play some notes around it, and then, well, a track evolves. And usually it starts with an intro and some notes, and then I start working that out later till a complete track.
What synthesizers do you have?
Well, as I said before, there's a lot, actually. It's quite a diverse collection, some analog, some digital, some old, some new, some modelers, some rack mounts, a lot of keys. Well, basically, they all have something special for me, and I always have a hard time explaining to my wife that I, well, actually need them all, and they all have that particular thing that I love about it, so I don't have the habit to sell my synths either, so once in a while I buy something new, and then the collection just grows and grows. But, well, like I said before, look on my website, and there's also a nice list of all the synthesizers with pictures of them, and I think people that like these kinds of things will enjoy that.
Do you have any favorites?
Yes, I do have some favorites. Since that I use a lot are the Korg M3, the Virus TI Polar. I love my Moogs. I actually have two, a little Fatty and a Voyager Rack Mount edition. And I also love my Prophet 08 and, of course, the Jupiter 8 that I bought recently. It's really a lovely synthesizer. I really love that one. I've been looking out a long time for one and, well, finally found one in good shape. So I like that one a lot. And my favorite synth to play on is actually the Roland GP8000. That's a lovely keyboard well, I play a lot of my leads and solos on that. So, yeah, those are basically my favorites, I guess.
I think it's about time for more delights for everyone now. From the Aerodynamics album itself, and the track Turbulence is coming up based on another phenomena to do with the physics of aerodynamics itself. Before we do, Michelle, maybe you could tell us a little of the concept behind this piece.
Well, Turbulence was inspired by the aerodynamic effect that happens when you pull an object through the air at high speed. Behind the object you will get a kind of a vacuum, and the air will start moving in all directions. And as you probably have seen, I'm a big Formula One fan, and in Formula One, turbulence behind the race car is very annoying, because the car behind that race car, when it gets close, it will lose his downforce, will have no grip anymore. So well, that's basically what I had in my head when I was making this track.
What about the actual recording process from within your studio? I know that you also use virtual synths and much computer technology in your work. How do you go about jigsawing all the elements into the finished thing?
Well, I don't really have a standard method for that. Every track evolves in its own way. You talked about soft synths. I use soft synths especially for time-critical things, usually an arpeggiator or the drums, so that I have something to sync on, something to focus my timing on. That's a bit harder with hardware because of delays and also the audio and the MIDI signals. Especially my pad sounds and my leads, I like to play on hardware because you have some more control over it, turning the knobs and stuff. But I also like a lot of the ease of the synthesizers on the PC. Software is just getting better and better, and it makes it really convenient and easier to change the track during the editing.
Is that right? You're also planning a treat for your 40th birthday next year by way of a studio expansion of sorts, the Apollo project?
Well, there's actually two things to that. I was born in the year that Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, so I always have felt connected with the Apollo missions. I can tell you that I'm also working on a project especially for that. And the other thing is that my current studio is a bit crowded, and the room that I'm in is not the most easy room to put stuff in, because it's round and a lot of strange corners. But the new room will be quite square, so a lot easier. And there's also another advantage, is that this new room will be actually on the ground. So we'll start digging a hole in our garden in 2 weeks, and we'll build a basement there, and that will basically become my studio. And usually I'm producing my music in the middle of the night when everybody's asleep and the children are sleeping right below me, and so I can't make too much noise. Usually I'm working with my headphones on, and that's not always a pleasure to do. So I look forward to have a nice acoustically treated new studio where I can finally mix on my monitors.
Now, analog synths I know feature just as much as digital ones in your work, and in fact you produced the track Synthology for Groove's Analogy compilation album that was released the same day as Aerodynamics was. Can you give us some background how Synthology was created?
Well, Synthology was a nice project to do. It taught me a wise lesson. I'm used to when I need an extra track, get an extra synth and just play an extra layer on top of what I already have. But on the Analogy album, you only are allowed to use analog synths. And at the moment I created this track, I didn't have that much. So I had to reuse my synths and record it layer by layer. And I find out that it's actually a bit more difficult than I was used to. So it was good to see how that went in the old days. I guess I'm a bit spoiled in that sense. So and just in case there comes another project like this, I bought some more analog synths. That won't happen to me the next time, I guess. But it was a nice project to do. And you hear that it sounds a bit different from my other works as well, because it's only analog.
We'll be right back.
Now, your album itself, Aerodynamics, I think is totally unique in that you've not only blended your love of music into it, but conceptually, you've also incorporated to amazing effect other hobbies and passions that you have in your life, namely cars, Formula One, and jet fighters. Where did these particular other hobbies stem from? And at what point did it occur to you to merge them together to create the stunning album that Aerodynamics is?
Well, I always loved cars. My mother tells me that when I was very small, that I already bumped into the streetlights when a beautiful car passed by. So I guess I was born with that. And my love for planes came when I was in the military service. I served a year in the Air Force, quite involuntary, by the way. But in the end, I learned a lot, and I did enjoy it. I got to work on the F-16 fighter plane, and there I also learned about aerodynamics, where basically the idea came from for the album in the end. And of course, I used a lot of the sounds that I recorded during my visits of car races and the annual air show that is organized by the Air Force here in Holland. And that's it. That all came together.
That leads us nicely up to your next track to feature here on the show. It's from the Aerodynamics album again, and it's the track Falcon. Anything you can tell us about this wonderful track, Michelle?
Yes, Falcon is the nickname, actually, of the F-16 fighter plane that I worked on during my Air Force time. The inspiration came from that. You also hear the plane sounds in this track, and that's an F-16 flying by, so... Yeah, that's where that came from.
We'll be right back.
The Aerodynamics album was released on the big Dutch EM label Groove Unlimited in October last year. Can you tell us how that came about? I believe that Ron Boot, whose work itself I know many of our TD listeners and fan themselves admire, was in fact a part of this.
Well, I met Ron Boots through a Dutch website called synthforum.nl, which is basically a website for people that like synths. And once a year or sometimes twice a year, there's a meeting that is being organized by some of the members. And I decided to organize such a meeting with my good friend Hans. And there I met Ron, and we talked a bit about the music and about his label, but not really with the intention to do anything with it. And later I met him again in his studio. I think I was actually buying a synthesizer from him. I'm not sure anymore. But and several people already said to me that I had to talk to him about my music. And well, that came about again, that subject, during our conversations. And Ron asked me if I brought a CD with my music. And well, I actually didn't. So I downloaded some music from my server, and he listened to it, and he was quite enthusiastic, and he said that he wanted to release it, and well, I was very honored, and we came to an understanding quite quickly. So, and I'm quite grateful for that. Actually, they gave me the chance to publish, and I think it helps when you are on a good label like Groovis. So, I'd like to thank Ron and Case for giving me this opportunity.
I know you've another brand new album coming out on Groove this October, and I know you've been working around the clock on that one. Can you give us a feel of what this album is about? How does it compare to Aerodynamics?
It will be different, I guess, from Aerodynamics. The album will be called Atmosphere, and it will also be around the subject of the layers of air around us. Actually, it will be kind of a journey starting from the Earth into space and passing all the layers of air, all the cloud formations that you will encounter during this travel. And I think it's maybe a bit darker than Aerodynamics. Aerodynamics was quite a happy album. And this will reflect a bit the weather that we're used to in the Netherlands. So a lot of rain, and you also hear some samples from rain, wind, thunder. Most of them I took in my back garden, by the way, so it's all close to home for me. But especially the clouds always inspire me. I always look up when I have the chance and see what's happening. And it's amazing to see how insignificant we are compared to our environment. And it's of course a shame to see how people treat this environment. So that's basically a bit where this album will be about. So, but I think people should judge for themselves when it's out. So I hope they will enjoy it.
I also believe that Ron Boots is again involved in this album.
Yes, Ron will be involved for sure. He did the remixing and mastering of my Aerodynamics album. And he will do this album as well. So I'm really looking forward to doing these studio sessions with him the coming weeks. I learned a lot from the first sessions we did. And I hope that he'll have a bit less work, because a lot of things I learned I try to improve this time myself. So yeah, but every time I learn something new from him. He's very experienced, and I think he's one of the best audio engineers that I know. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Now, I've been fortunate enough to hear work from some of your reworkings of classical pieces, including Beethoven, Bach and Vivaldi, another ongoing project of yours in the pipeline. I've personally not heard anything as brilliant as this since Tameter's albums in the 70s. Can you tell us about this exciting project and what plans you have for it?
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to hear that you like it so much. It actually started out as a learning project. When I started producing music in 2005, beginning 2006, I actually knew nothing about arrangements and stuff. So I started listening to music with a more technical ear, and I thought, well, maybe it's a good idea to recreate some music and see how it how it's built. And well, I did some classical themes that I like a lot, and I just well, sorry, but I don't like the classical instruments. So I thought, well, it would be a good idea to take these beautiful melodies and play it on the instruments that I love. So that is basically where this project came about. And well, at the moment, I already have 12 tracks, so that would be enough for an album. And I'm looking actually to release that somewhere soon, but I'm not quite sure yet what will happen, but it will be released for sure, so keep an eye out for it. I don't know how and when yet, but I guess when it's done, it's done.
Let's have a quick delve now into this classical project of yours. I think this is simply sublime music. This is an extract taken from the track Moonlight, based on Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. This is just magical. Track Moonlight there from your forthcoming classical music project. I'm really looking forward to that one for sure when it's released. We're sadly drawing to a close now, as I know you're a busy man at the moment, and I know you've a new album to work on and complete. But I think one of the many highlights for me on the Aerodynamics album is the track Lift. What's the concept behind this one, Michel?
Well, Lift is the aerodynamic effect that actually makes a plane fly. It's generated by the different routes the air take over a wing, and that creates a pressure which actually moves the plane upwards. So, and that's also the reason I saved this track for the last, because in the end we take off from the album, and you can hear that, I hope, in the track as well a bit. It starts with a very solid and bass line on the ground, and then in the end it just takes off with some lead solo, and I think it's one of my favorite tracks on the album as well, so I'm glad you like it as well.
Thank you.
And for the future, Michelle, do you have any other musical plans up your sleeve you can tell us about? What can the fans of electronic music from around the world expect from SynthNL headquarters?
Oh, you can expect a lot. I'm bursting with ideas, actually, and I already have a lot of material lying around here that I need to work out. So at least first there will be Atmosphere album. I think I'll try to work on the classical project after that because it's well, a fairly amount ready. And then I will be working on the Apollo project that I talked about before, and that will be special for myself because I really have something with that. And there's also a brand new studio album that I'm working on already as well, and I'm not going to tell you anything about that, but I think when you go to my website and you have discovered the magic black buttons on the left, you can maybe find out a little bit about that as well. So I'll keep that a bit as a surprise. So lots to come. Don't worry.
Michelle, thank you very much for taking the time with us today on the Tangerine Dream Fan Zone radio show and sharing your incredible and continuing contribution to the electronic music world. And I'm sure all the listeners of the Tangerine Dream Fan Zone radio show would like to join me in wishing you every success for your forthcoming Atmosphere album released on October the 11th. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, for having me on the show. I really enjoyed the interview, so I hope the listeners enjoyed it as well. And I would like to say, when you have any more questions to me, just write me an email. My email address is on my website, and I always try to answer my mail. Sometimes it can take a while when I'm busy, but you will get a reaction always. So, thanks again, and hope to see you soon.
A really big thanks again to Michelle, aka Synth.nl. What a fascinating insight there, and thanks very much to him again for sharing, which I'm sure you'll all agree has been some truly exceptional music with us here today. Do make sure to go visit his website on a regular basis, and you can do that by going to www.synth.nl. As you heard mentioned in this program, his second and very latest album, Atmosphere, is not long now due for release. Again, you'll find that on the Groove Unlimited label, so be sure to keep an eye out for that one, as I shall be doing. And if, like me, you've enjoyed the small taster by way of the Aerodynamics tracks we've heard on this afternoon's show, be sure to make that a part of your record collection. It's an enthralling album from start to finish, and one I for sure can't get enough of. I've one final Synth.nl musical treat coming your way now as I bid you farewell until next week's TDFZ radio show next Saturday. This is an extract from the track entitled Drag, and again, it's from the Aerodynamics album. I'm Chris Newman. You all have a great weekend and a wonderful week ahead. And remember, keep dreaming.